Levy with Barefoot and Pregnant, and you can find all of her music and some of her great merch on her Facebook page, Gwen Levy and The Breakdown. Joining me in studio is Dan Schaefer, co-host of The Palatini and host of Tuesdays with Josie, available wherever you find your podcast. Joining us on the line is Kathleen Breinsma of Progressive Women's Alliance of West Michigan. And we know we've been talking about Michigan quite a bit. Kathleen, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, Patty. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Now, I know that your organization, we're thrilled to have you. I know that your organization is an independent, women-led organization. Tell us a little bit about the work that you do.
We are 21 years strong, women-founded, women-led, independent, like you said, which means nonpartisan. We're not connected to either political party. Political Action Committee. And we were founded in Grand Rapids on the west side of Michigan in 2003. We do two things. We have two main goals. The first is to raise money for progressive candidates. We advance a progressive policy agenda by getting progressive candidates elected, and we raise money to contribute to them. The second thing we do is we engage women and everyone in the community in West Michigan on policy issues to educate and inform them on those issues and connect them to their lives. And we've been doing that, like I said, since 2003.
So when you say that you're not affiliated with either party, so what are the values of a progressive candidate that you look for that would lead to you working for them, endorsing them, and investing in their campaign?
We look for, first of all, reproductive rights, reproductive justice, environmental justice, climate change. Environmental justice is also racial justice. Where we ameliorate things, Flint water crisis, for example, who we protect from environmental dangers, an economy that works for all, which means wages, and public support for public goods like public schools, public libraries, public transportation, and gun safety, the freedom to be freedom from gun violence in our schools and also in domestic situations.
And how much is that has the sort of the process for approaching? Do you guys recruit folks to run for office, or do you, people who are like want to get involved, are interested in running for a race, do they reach out to you and say, how do I get started?
It's much more the latter. Candidates come to us and say, you've been around for 21 years. I'd really like your endorsement. And when we give an endorsement, then that also comes with input on their campaigns. Sometimes we ask our members. We have a large membership of our PAC, separate and distinct from the board. We advertise, door knocking for this endorsed candidate on such and such a date. So it's money, it's guidance, it's hands on the doors, it's people to help make phone calls, it's social media support. And, you know, another thing PWA does, actually, one thing it has done, is some of our board members, it's a bit of an incubator of talent. Some of our board members have run for office. There are a couple that come to mind that ran for citywide office. I myself was on the board for 6 years, and I am an elected community college trustee. So candidates come to us, and then we also incubate candidates because they learn about financing campaigns, doors, all the, you know, the retail parts of running a campaign. So that's how we contribute to that.
And in this very, heated election season, things have changed a lot as far as, you know, the candidates, in the 21 years since your organization. I think you said 21 years. Is that right? That the organization's been around. Things have changed politically in how campaigns are approached. I mean, 21 years ago, you would have had both parties that had members that supported reproductive rights and both members of both party who were, you know, pro-lifers, very much against giving women autonomy. The arguments over climate change have escalated, I guess, is the best way to put it. And I had never heard of environmental justice until, I would say, around, as you mentioned, Flint, Michigan. What are you seeing as far as the energy behind getting involved, volunteering, and working for candidates this summer as we head into the election season? We're in the election season.
Well, yeah, it's 70 days.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. For us, election season starts the day after the yeah. election that came before. It is different, and we are independent, and we have endorsed Republicans. We don't only endorse Democrats. It's not something we've been doing lately, frankly, because the platform doesn't match ours. The enthusiasm, you know, you talk about environmental justice. I have a 20-year-old and a 24-year-old. They understand that. They understand that the power lines are all in the zip codes where you have much higher incidence of poverty, people of color living there. So young people are engaging, especially over the past 5 weeks. They're the ones getting engaged. They're the ones helping make calls at a level that I haven't seen before. I hadn't seen previously, and that's a thrill. They've learned about these issues. They're savvy about reproductive health, and they're a lot more savvy about LGBTQ rights and reproductive justice and racism, frankly, as mm-hmm. as something in our country that we need to address.
It's a fascinating time because we were just talking a little bit earlier. People wish, you know, it's lamenting that they wish politics were boring again. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of how we got here was being asleep when, you know, things happened so quickly when it came to the environment and LGBTQ plus rights and reproductive rights. And Michigan plays a vital role in yeah. this election, don't you?
And Michigan is yeah. also killing it in terms of women in power. Like, you've got some pretty... Yeah. awesome people at the highest level of your government.
Yes, we have the dream team. That's yeah. what we call them. We have Attorney General Dana Nessel, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and the of course Governor Gretchen Whitmer, that woman from Michigan.
I love her.
That's what the former occupant of the White House called her. Mm-hmm. That woman from Michigan. And I want to point out that Attorney General Dana Nessel is the first and only LGBTQ person who has won statewide office in Michigan. She won when we elected her in 2018, when we elected the Dream Team, and she was reelected resoundingly in 2022 as well. So we are doing very well with women in leadership. We also have our first woman Senate Majority Leader with State Senator Winnie Brinks, who is from West Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And so we are doing very well with women in leadership, and we want to keep it that way this election cycle.
And we're grateful for that because, like I said, you guys play a key role. And we plan on doing some door knocking, and we want to connect with you because we want to get involved in any race that we can. Again, we're talking to Kathleen Breinsma of Progressive Women's Alliance of West Michigan, PWA. You can go to progressivewomensalliance.org. How long have you been with the organization, Kathleen?
I started on the board in 2011.
Okay.
And then went off the board in 2016, and now I do communications and legal compliance for them.
Oh, cool. In that time, in that 13 years about that you've been with the organization, and you mentioned the Dream Team, are there things that you point to for folks, like, this is what we did, this is tangibly the successes that we've had, in addition to electing these folks and put good policy into place? I mean, I know that with Governor Walz and his one-vote majority in Minnesota, they did a lot for, like, farmers and for workers. What do you guys point to? Because I know that you've made great strides in Michigan as well.
Well, on one side of our ledger, we because of our early endorsement and early support, financial and, you know, boots on the ground, we were instrumental in electing the first woman governor, Jennifer
yes.
Granholm, in
oh,
Michigan.
Nice.
PWA had a very active role in that. And Secretary Granholm is now the U.S. Secretary of Energy. We also point to the fact that in 2006, we were being told, don't talk about reproductive rights. There was a woman running for city commission. We backed her early. They said she's pro-choice. She's pro-choice. Don't endorse her. We did. We persisted. She won. She is now Michigan's first female mayor. We got in there early. We persisted, and we were told that we shouldn't persist. Yep. We point to those things. We point to the first woman Senate Majority Leader with Winnie Brinks. And we talk about the first Latina elected to the Grand Rapids City Commission. That was just 5 years ago. Hillary Scolton, the first woman to represent the 3rd Congressional District in Michigan. She Amazing. Is running for re-election this year. We want to keep her in Congress. She is incredible. The first woman. And this is the seat that Gerald Ford held in a prior iteration.
Wow.
Before he, yes, that was his seat, so to speak. So we point to those things. We point to also to candidates winning this track record, these firsts that we've been behind that will absolutely not be the last.
Yeah.
And
Excellent.
Say you want us behind us,
so
behind you.
I wanted to ask, so you've got a Senate race. Debbie Stabenow is retiring and Alyssa Slotkin running against Mike Rogers. What are your views on how that race is going? And then I also want to hear about poetry and politics, but I want to see how the Senate race, in your view, is going.
Okay. So the Senate race in Michigan for Senator Debbie Stabenow's seat is it's 50-50. It's what we like to say. It is in the margin of effort.
Okay.
Alyssa Slotkin is an outstanding person to represent Michigan in the Senate, where Senator Stabenow steps down. She has served in the CAA under Presidents George W. Bush, President Barack Obama. She is bright, incredibly intelligent. She has farming in her background, and the farm bill was always something that Debbie Stabenow has worked very, very hard on. And so she is an outstanding candidate, and we are all in for Alyssa Slotkin,
okay.
Representative Slotkin.
What can we do to help your mission? What can folks listen? Because we first of all, we reach Michigan just by our signal. Yeah. We're also online. But we have a lot of listeners here who are invested in what happens in Michigan. What can we do to support the work you're doing?
Thank you for the question. Thank you so much. They can start by going to our website, progressivewomensalliance.org. We are also on Facebook. They can help by coming to Michigan. It's not a very long drive from Chicago. My parents live in Chicago. It's three and a half hours. Come and knock doors for Representative Scolton. Come and knock doors for Representative Slotkin for U.S. Senate. We have some state legislative races that we need to keep Representative Carol Glanville in her seat, Representative Phil Skaggs in his seat. So doors and money. So give to progressivewomensalliance.org. Something like 70% of donations go to our candidates because we are volunteer run. It's passion for politics. And give to Michigan candidates. Just all of the above.
I love the work that you're doing. I'm guessing there's going to be a lot of visits from the candidates because Michigan, Wisconsin, squarely in the sights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you what your sense was when it was Trump and Hillary, when it was Donald and Hillary, because there were a lot of folks. People don't realize this. People were leaving the top of the ballot empty in places like Wisconsin and Michigan, and I believe it was kind of the margin of loss for Hillary. Does that sound correct to you?
I'm not sure that's the case in Michigan. That people left the top blank.
Okay.
I don't have any data on that. I don't know. I know Wisconsin was very close, but I can't speak to that in Michigan.
Okay, I was just curious, but it's a reminder that not just a presidential election, which everyone will be watching, the races that you just mentioned are going to impact people's lives every single day, and that's something to remember.
Yep.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we as a PAC have been getting a lot of applications from individuals running for local school board seats over the past, well, probably 4 or 5 years, mostly since COVID. That matters a lot right now, too. We have the matter of books in our school libraries, books that are being taught, you know, the issue with masking during the pandemic. So absolutely, these local races affect everybody's daily
life. Access to school lunches, like those are things that are all,
Yeah.
Well, you're doing great work, and we're thrilled to be able to get the message out there for you. Please don't hesitate to reach out so we can continue to support you. It was wonderful talking to you, and please wish my very best to everyone doing all the heavy lifting.
Thank you, Patty. Have a wonderful weekend.
Absolutely.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Bye.